This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. Good time to get in touch with me about whatever it is that's on your mind. As we've got Justin working with me today, and as I said, poor Justin, it's the first day on the job, and I am usually connected at least an hour before it's time for us to do anything, just because if there are technical problems, we have time to work them out. And I needed every minute of that hour today, but we finally got on, and poor Justin had, well, I think we were matching of having sweat down to our kneecaps, but we did it, so there we go. All right, yay, sorry to do that to you. As I said, Natural Hydration Day. It's National Pink Day, I have no idea what that is, and National Pecan Sandies Day. Cookies. I guess Keebler's got involved in that. On this day, it's actually a pretty interesting day in history. On this day in 1860, the government printing office was established. I don't think that's the same as the mint. I really don't. Also, somewhat coincidentally, on this day in 1868, Christopher Latham Sholes received a patent for an invention he called the typewriter. Like typewriter. So think about it. Government printing office in 1860, 8 years later on the same day, patent for the typewriter. Coincidence? I don't know. In 1894, the International Olympic Committee is founded at the Sorbonne in Paris at the initiative of Baron Pierre de Coubertin. So there we go. And if they're not careful, they're going to get disbanded. Everybody's very worried about the Olympics in Rio, I guess because of Zika as much as anything else. And the Brazilian economy and all sorts of things. So we'll see. Although they brought it off in China. So Beijing went off okay. Everybody's worried about that. Those were the best opening ceremonies of anything I've ever seen. I guess it just if you have a lot of people, you can do a lot of things. Even get hand carts upended. In 1917, on this day, in a game against the Washington Senators, the Boston Red Sox pitcher Ernie Shore retires 26 batters in a row after replacing Babe Ruth, who had been ejected for punching the umpire. Did you know that? You know who'd know that? Manny. Manny's our sports guru.
You would know that.
Yeah. The Babe got tossed, and Ernie Shore retired 26 batters. It makes Babe look a little silly, doesn't it? Although I guess he could afford to look a little silly. On this day in 1926, a collective sigh, the College Board administered the first SAT exam. Did you take SATs?
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember sort of sitting there, sort of undoing the thing, and then did you still do it with pencil? I don't know. They do them on computers now, I think, don't they?
I did mine with pencil.
Me too. And they said, all right, you have two number two pencils, right? And they would tell you when you could open the book. They would do a countdown. Go. I still get, my stomach still hurts when I do that to myself.
You just make a pattern, right, with all the circles?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, scratch it out. And you had to, at some point, there was a big controversy about whether you should just answer the ones you knew for sure and then come back to the ones you didn't know, as opposed to getting stuck on ones that took a long time to figure out. But the problem about doing that approach, which in theory is classic test-taking philosophy, is that if you came back and started filling in the rows in the wrong the wrong part, you could really make a mess. I know, it makes my stomach hurt to even think about this. I'm breaking out in hives. All right, on this day in 1947, the United States Senate follows the House of Representatives in overriding President Harry Truman's veto of the Taft-Hartley Act. Taft-Hartley Act was about monopolies, as I recall. Remember, yeah, the Labor Management Relations Act of 1947. I remember debating that at some point about whether Taft-Hartley should be, which I think was, restricted the activities and power of labor unions. There you go. The labor leaders called it the slave labor bill. Truman argued it was a dangerous intrusion on free speech, and it would conflict with the important principles of our democratic society. He used it 12 times during his presidency. It was amended with the National Labor Relations Act, the NLRA, which is called the Wagner Act, in 1935. So there you go. It was one of the more than 250 union-related bills pending in both houses of Congress in 1947. And after World War II, 25% of the workforce was unionized. 14.8 million workers had union contracts, 10 million of them being union security agreements. The promise not to strike so as not to impede the war effort had expired. As a result of the rising union movement and Cold War hostilities, the bill could be seen as a response by business to the post-World War II labor upsurge of 1946. During that year, after victory in Japan Day, more than 5 million American workers were involved in strikes. Wow, which lasts on an average of four times longer than those during the war. The Taft-Hartley Act was seen as a means of demobilizing the labor movement by imposing limits on labor's ability to strike and prohibiting radicals from their leadership. The law was promoted by large business lobbies, including the National Association of Manufacturers. Wow. Highly controversial. There you go. The issue about unions in this country is really fascinating. If you ever want to look at American history, one of the ways of understanding American business is look at labor unions, because they were their management was very strong, and people like were shot when they went out on strike, and then unions came in, and then obviously during the war that they were limited, and then the idea now, because I actually, believe it or not, did a study on this, there is, since about 1980, which is now, what, 35 years, 36 years, there has not been a strike where the union membership, the rank and file, has made up the lost wages. And one of the ways that they really broke the union in this country was to have two-tier memberships. They would grandfather people in so that new union members would have different benefits than people who'd been in for a while, which was essentially broke the back of the union, because by definition, a union is all of us are in this together. We rise and fall together. So it's a complicated issue. It's really, if you ever really want to understand American business and labor practices, you should study American unionization in the United States. It's absolutely fascinating, she said. Okay, in 1960, the FDA declares Enovid to be the first officially approved combined oral contraceptive pill in the world. Changed the face of everything, especially for women who could. It was viewed at the time as wildly controversial. We're not even talking about the medical aspects, we're talking about just the sociological aspects. So this is a big day in history. In 1969, Warren E. Burger was sworn as Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court by Earl Warren. In 1969, on this day, IBM announced that effective in January of the following year, it will price its software and services separately from hardware, thus creating the modern software industry. Think about that. Before that, the software came with your computer. Now they're separate. Think about all those apps you put on your computer. 1972, Watergate. Nixon and Haldeman are taped talking about using the CIA to obstruct the FBI into the Watergate break-ins. Where's Rosemary Wood when we needed her? In 1972, on this day, Title IX of the Civil Rights Act of 1964 was amended to prohibit sexual discrimination to any educational program receiving federal funds. That's when women's sports took off, was Title IX, 1972, this day. In 2012, Ashton Eaton breaks the decathlon world record at the United States Olympic Trials. But, I mean, think about the Title IX, that you had to fund women's sports at the same level of men's sports, which is still not really done. Look at tennis, among other things. But that's what, that's 40, what would that be, 40, 44 years ago. It's amazing to think that federal funds were so unbalanced in terms of gender discrimination. Amazing. World's changing, folks. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add NewHarvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Ready, 855-993-7569. This is kind of a tumultuous day in terms of the news. The first was that does your phone give you sort of CNN updates automatically?
I do get the news.
Yeah, mine does too. And so I woke up this morning to... shooter in Germany, 25 injured. It's not true. There was a guy who shot off a gun, apparently didn't shoot. Not clear whether he shot anybody, but nobody was wounded, and the police killed him. But those kind of events are getting, first of all, the difference between 25 wounded and nobody wounded is a lot, right? So where are people getting their information and transmitting the information? It's kind of one of my pet peeves, which is not clarifying, not checking out stories, that the idea is everybody wants to be first as opposed to accurate, and it creates this malevolent, toxic cloud of misinformation. And I mean, I'm part of it. I sort of, and I'm not trying to be holier than thou, but I sort of feel like I'm part of the media. But I check out everything, you know, at least two uninvolved sources before I'll report anything, because I think once it's spoken, that it's very hard to recall, and people don't necessarily remember the recall. They just remember the initial, wow, somebody else shot up 25 people. Well, they didn't. All right, here's a story that at one point I've shared with you guys. I worked for the Redevelopment Authority in Boston, and the federal guidelines at that moment were that we tried to give people housing that was less than 25% of their total rent was less than 25% of their total income. All right, there's this new story which is really alarming, and I suppose it's part of a whole bunch of things that says that 11 million Americans, which is a lot, spend half their income on rent. Or toward, not rent, on housing. 21.3 million are spending 30% or more of their paycheck to cover the rent, also a record high. So if you add those two together, so you're talking about, what, 40 million people who are spending between 30 and 50% of their presumably before-tax income on housing. They're now saying that about 30% is okay, that 50% is not going to leave you very much disposable income. So, do you live in a part of the country that's relatively inexpensive, right?
No, Minneapolis is pretty expensive.
Of course, you live in a big city, so that doesn't help. Yeah, I don't know how to ask. They said middle class renters in expensive cities are struggling. That's probably includes. Do you rent or own?
I rent, and I'm pretty guilty of that. I probably spend half of my income on rents as well.
Yeah. Doesn't that kind of stress you economically a bit?
Yeah, because I'm kind of a foodie, and I like to buy all organic and everything, too. So
yeah.
There it all goes.
So do you have debt, or are you living within your income?
I have just a little debt. Nothing major.
You have credit card debt?
Yeah. But only about $2,000.
You don't pay it off every month?
No. Not every month, though.
Yeah. Do you have at least a relatively low rate APR?
Yeah, it's not too bad.
All right. Yeah, I think that it's a huge generational difference. My daughter has no problem running up credit card debt, and for me, if I can't pay it off by the end of the month, I just don't buy it. Different generations, I think. Different money philosophies.
Yeah, my credit card debt is on the extreme low side compared to everyone else I know. So.
Yeah, which is, but it's also worth shopping around because there are a lot of credit cards that give lower APR than people are really used to. It turns out that even if you're famous, you can get ripped off. You see that Broncos quarterback Mark Sanchez was cheated out of millions of dollars in a Ponzi-like scheme that appealed to their Christian faith. It also includes San Francisco Giants pitcher Jake Peavy, Rockies pitcher Roy Oswalt. They defrauded him about $30 million. Think about having $30 million to be defrauded by.
Oh,
they
man.
Use the same broker. Yeah, I mean, it does tend to offset your sympathy a little bit. He said the advisor gained their trust through religion and their interest in charitable works, concealed multiple conflicts of interest from the investors, the SEC. He directed the athlete's cash to the Ticket Reserve, Inc., which allows fans to reserve face value tickets to sporting events where the teams have yet to be determined. Well, this seems to me, wait a minute, face value tickets to sporting events where the teams have yet to be determined. So I guess that means like Super Bowl and playoffs and stuff like that. He was on the company's board of directors, owned more than 3 million shares, and was its primary fundraiser, raising more than 90% of the company's investment. He will continue to work with the SEC. They said Nick Sanchez, who's Mark's brother, an attorney, didn't have an immediate response. They said John Elway was caught in a similar scheme where he invested $15 million into a $71 million Ponzi scheme. All three athletes sought low-risk conservative investment strategies. He ignored their requests and invested in TTR, even as the company's financial conditions were in distress. To be sure, our revenue sucks, our balance sheet is a disaster. Well, that's great. He exploited athletes and other clients who trusted him to manage their finances. He fraudulently funneled their savings into a money-losing business in his own pocket. Wow. Well, I suppose that gets back to the question of whom do you trust? Maybe we should put that up on Facebook. Whom do you trust? We've asked, do you trust the government? And what's people's response, which was a little different than I expected, was that people trusted small government but not big government. The closer you were to it, the more you tended to trust it. All right, so here's another story. I mean, this is all about money, I guess, today on the Internet, or on the world of news. So here's a there's a guy who was is apparently a multimillionaire, and he was filmed after stealing some dude's $800 camera. Right? The kid on a plane witnessed a man steal the camera. Rather than return the camera, the thief claimed he returned it to a stewardess. The stewardess said nobody returned it. They were tracked down the guy. But the thief was not your average guy, but a millionaire CEO of Moji, an app that creates unique emoji keyboards based on celebrities. His name is Oliver Camille. He stole some guy's camera. And he's a multimillionaire. I guess that's how he became a millionaire.
Right?
No. I suppose just because you're rich doesn't mean you're a righteous human being. There you go. And L.A. just approved almost $70 million for body cameras for the LAPD, which I think is probably a good thing, don't you? Let's ask people about what they spend their money on. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Paul, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy.
Hi, Paul.
I don't know where to start.
Well,
I have a lot of troubles in my marriage.
Okay. How long have you been married?
2 years.
How old are you?
I'm 50.
How old is she?
42.
How long did you know each other before you got married?
A year.
Did you live in the same city?
Mm-hmm.
How long have either of you been married before?
Yes. Well, this is my first time.
Okay.
She's been married. This is her third.
Okay. How long had she been divorced when you started dating her?
Oh, probably a year or so, I would imagine. I didn't know her before then.
Well, did you ask?
No.
With somebody who'd been married twice before, you didn't ask how long they'd been divorced?
No.
Okay. So what?
I'll tell you how we'll start right now.
Okay.
Me and her started dating, and I really liked her. And with her medication and stuff, it's very expensive. She had no health insurance.
What kind of medication is she on?
Topamax.
For what?
Seizures, I guess.
You sort of don't ask a whole lot of questions, huh?
No.
All right, well, we may have learned that there may be appropriate questions to ask. All right, so she's on expensive medication. You started dating. She asked you for money for medication?
No, I figured we'll get married so she'll have my health insurance.
Well, if she'd been healthy and not on medication or she won the lottery, would you have married her anyway?
Yes.
Okay, well, so you didn't marry her for health insurance. You married her because you loved her, and that just happened to be a side perk. All right, so you're now married for 2 years. Where's the problem?
Oh, she just snaps.
Give me an example of snaps.
Well, it all started about a year ago. It started when she she started going to work. See, she was just living off selling stocks, her stocks.
Okay.
And I convinced her to go to work.
What kind of work does she do?
Well, she works in a fast food business now.
Okay.
But it's like there's too much pressure on her from working.
Well, maybe, does she need the money?
Yes.
Well, maybe she should find a less stressful job. Paul, you're not giving me a clear idea of exactly the problem. When you say snaps, give me an example of something where she's snappy with you.
Okay. The other day, I come back from Lowe's. I bought a little plant for my yard, okay?
Okay.
And I showed, first off, we don't live together.
Wait a minute.
We live beside each other.
Why do you not live together?
Well, the way I work and the way she works, and we came close, but then it went by.
What does that mean? We came close and then we came...
We looked at buying houses together.
Well, why don't you at least live in your house, you know, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and her house on Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, especially since they're next door. I mean, what does it mean to be married to somebody and living in a separate house?
Yeah, I know. It was, like I said, originally it was just a marriage to help her with her health insurance.
No, that isn't what you said to me. I asked you if you would have married her anyway if she'd won the lottery or wasn't on medication. You said yes, so it wasn't. You got to be careful about that, Pat, because it really demeans the relationship. It really says, you know, I was just being St. Paul the Divine because I was just helping you out. I really never loved you. Either you did or you didn't. And you don't want to confuse those two because they're completely different statements.
That's true.
Paul, what's your question to me?
Okay, like I'll give you an example. Like the other day I come back, I bought a plant for my yard.
Right.
And I showed it to her. I was over in her driveway, and she said, "Boy, that's really pretty." And I said, "Well, you can have it if you want it. Why would you offer me a plant?" I was like, "Well, because I thought, why would you offer me a plant?" And I said, "A gift." She said, "A gift? You know I have no room in my yard for a plant." And just, it's every day it's like that. I don't know what to do.
Well, I don't understand if you had a way, if she had a way, if there was a way of keeping her on your health insurance so you didn't feel guilty, would you, and you're not staying with her, you're not even living with her. I mean, how often do the two of you see each other? I mean, you see each other presumably every day because you live next door.
Well, yeah, but see, like a year ago, we both drink, okay? And I'd sit there over her house there, and we'd be having fun together, talking and drinking and stuff. And I'd tell her, I said, "We just can't sit here and look at each other all the time. I got a house to run. You got a house to run."
Well, why don't you live together then and run the house together?
We'd have to get the right place.
No, you wouldn't. You can both live in each other's places. Paul, if you want to be married or not, this kind of limbo is ridiculous.
I do want to be married, but oh my God.
Well, but you have, if you're married, you have to live in the same house. I mean, it's one of the rules about being married.
Yeah, I agree.
That marriage should probably be slightly more than roommates, but it should certainly not be any less than roommates. So what's the question?
I don't know what to do. She just snapped on me like the other day.
I think you need to sit down with her and say, "Look, let's fish or cut bait. If you know, the two of us, maybe we need to have some counseling to talk about how we actually live together, but this is not really a marriage. That, you know, we don't even sit and drink with each other anymore. If she's on seizure medication, you don't drink with somebody. I mean, this whole thing is so messy. Paul, I think what you need to do is say to her, let's figure out whether or not we want to be married. And if so, we should live in the same house. And if not, you know, I mean, I'm not even sure you'd notice a divorce. You're not living together. But sit down and talk with each other. And if the two of you want to continue to be married, find a therapist and find a house to live in together. Irene, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi.
What's on your mind, Irene?
Okay, I met a guy, and I got a crush on him. I met him a few times. We've been together for about 3 months. And he dropped me, kind of nasty, doesn't answer phone calls. And I want to get him dead in my head. You know what I mean? Like, I want to forget about him,
okay,
and I need some help.
Walk me through this a little bit. I hear a baby in the background. Is that yours?
Yes.
How's the baby?
Baby 6 months.
Where's the baby's dad?
I'm married. That was like...
You are married?
Yes.
So you're asking me to help you with an affair?
To forget about it and get back to my normal life?
Well, you might put some energy into your relationship with your husband.
I don't think that will work.
Why would that not work, Irene?
Because he's kind of sick in that area, and I have a...
Sick in what area?
In the sex area.
How old is your husband?
He is 30.
And how old are you?
26.
How long have you been married?
About 6 years.
When you say he's sick in that area, what does that mean?
Meaning that we have no relationships going on there?
Well, you had a relationship at least a year and a half ago, or a little less than that. You've
right,
got a six-month-old baby.
It was just to get a baby out, nothing else than that.
So the two of you don't ordinarily have sex?
Right. guy.
So you got, did you get pregnant the first time the two of you had sex?
Again?
I said, did the two of you get pregnant the first time you had sex?
Second time.
And so you were married for 5 years. You decided you want to have it. You didn't have sex for the first 5 years?
Right. We had sex in the beginning, and then somehow it just didn't work. Like, he wanted different things, I wanted different things, and it stopped.
Well, what do you want?
I want to go back to my normal life and forget about the affair I had.
Well, but Irene, I'm talking about what do you want sexually? What do you want from your husband?
If I would be able to divorce him, I would do it now. But it's very, very complicated, and I won't be able to do it. So
why can't you divorce him?
Money-wise, kids-wise,
well, I mean,
community-wise.
Do you have a job?
No.
Do you have a high school diploma?
I can build a career, but, you know, it's not going to happen before at least 2-3 years that I should be able to be on my own, and I can't afford with my baby to just be on nothing. I'm a responsible mother.
Well, so you're a responsible mother and an irresponsible wife.
Right, you're right, but that's not my fault. It's his fault. Because if he would have given me everything I would need, I would not look outside of marriage.
So why isn't he sexual with you?
It's just not. Like, as much as I offer, as the most romantic places I take him, it's just not working. So
Have you ever sat with him and said, look, what do you want sexually from me?
I did. I took him to a sex therapist, but he's not cooperating. And I'm telling you again, if I would be able to divorce, I would do it.
Well, but Irene, listen, you're pinning yourself into a corner here. You're saying, you know, I want to get over, I don't want to cheat, I would assume. I'm a young woman. I'm home with a 6-month-old, which means my brain rots. I mean, 6-month-olds are cute, but they're not much intellectual stimulation. You don't have a job. You're home all day. You've got a husband that you're not sexual with, and you're saying, how do I get sex out of my head? Well, that's like saying, don't think about elephants. What else do you have to think about? I mean, realistically, the answer is not an affair. The answer is either, I mean, it seems to me a perfect time to take some courses to, in fact, start on your career. A 6-month-old baby is, you know, relative. They sleep a lot. They don't walk very much. So, I mean, this may be a time to take a course someplace. A lot of schools have daycare for small kids. But do something with your life. I mean, what you're doing is you're saying, I'm not going to work on my marriage. I'm going to be susceptible to any man that comes along. I mean, you're putting yourself in a really compromised position. And you say, well, I'm being a good mom. I mean, you know, a 6-month-old has really such minimal needs that anybody who is paying some attention to a 6-month-old, I mean, I'm not saying you're a bad mother, but I'm saying a 6-month-old doesn't have very complicated needs. They're not very sophisticated. And you sort of not doing anything and leaving yourself in this lousy situation, I think, and by saying I'm a good mom, it's the wrong choice. And I think to sort of write off your marriage so quickly, I mean, presumably, you could talk with your husband about sex. If he's not interested in it, you could say to him, look, I'd like to have separate maintenance. You know, I want you to support me and the kid for the next 2 years until I get myself on my feet. But, I mean, to stay in a marriage that there's no sex, there's no love, that you're saying the only reason that you, I mean, I don't know why you'd have a baby with him to begin with, and to sort of view yourself as trapped makes no sense. You're not. And sort of doing this to yourself is, I mean, you're talking about wasting your life. Not to mention, what kind of message do you think you're sending to even a 6-month-old child? I think what you need to do is think about sort of jazzing up your marriage. I mean, because if you're having, as you point out, sex with your husband, you're going to be less susceptible to having sex with somebody else.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-939-9634. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We are ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-939-9634. That's 1-800-939-9634.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
For those of us who have a need for speed, to see that there is electric racing car built by a Swiss student engineers has broken the world record for acceleration. Where do you see this? Are you a speed person, Justin?
No, I'm a slow person.
Okay, I'm a speed person. It's a Grimsa car. Took 1.513 seconds to reach 62 miles an hour. Think about that. Going from stopping to a second and a half to 62 miles an hour. The G-forces would be amazing. Plus, you get a quarter of a second off the previous record time. I'm sorry, what did you say?
I said that'd be quite the rush.
No petrol-powered production car has managed to hit the same speed in a comparable amount of time, and it needed only 98 feet of track to reach the landmark speed. The previous record of 0 to 100 kilometers, which is what this is, was 1.779. So that's a major, was set by a team for the University of Stuttgart. The fast production vehicle, the Porsche 918 Spyder Hybrid, takes 2.2 seconds to reach the same speed. Baby, baby. Have you ever ridden an electric car?
No, just a hybrid.
Yeah, they're really interesting. I have a friend who has, actually I have a couple friends who have Teslas, and there's no engine noise. I mean, it's just, you know, it just, you're used to ignition. I mean, it's an amazing experience. We weren't doing 1.5 seconds to 100 kilometers an hour, but seems like a fun thing to do. All right, this has nothing to do with miscarriage of justice, but, the whole program has been influenced today by Liz's question about her sort of harassing ex-brother-in-law. So let's talk about worst miscarriages of justice you can think about, and maybe even today's verdict out of, was it Baltimore? I shouldn't say it's a miscarriage of justice. It just seems that somehow when police do terrible things that they get off more often than not, which is alarming, especially when it has to do with a person of color. All right, let's talk about miscarriages of justice.
Tony says Ryan Ferguson, Russ Baria, and the Stanford rapist.
Stanford rapist, I would certainly agree with. And thank you guys for sort of going along with the idea that we're not going to mention perps by name, because that's part of why they do. I think that the Stanford rapist was not doing this for publicity, but I still don't think we give him notoriety by using his name. Okay, what else we got?
Kate says O.J. Simpson, Brock Turner, and Robert Blake.
Well, those are all interesting cases, aren't they? We actually sort of dealt with a question last week because a friend of O.J.'s who's still in prison for the break-in in Las Vegas is saying that he thinks he's going to confess because there's no double jeopardy. Once you've been on trial for your life, you can't ever be on trial for your life again. And they think he has nothing to lose by confessing, and it will get him back, I suppose, in the spotlight, which is something he clearly craves. And apparently he's weighs 300 pounds now, and he's always been very body conscious and very vain about that. So they're thinking, and again, as somebody pointed out, when he wrote the book, If I Had Done It, then that was sort of a partial confession. I don't know. I don't even know that we care at this moment. I mean, the problem is if he confesses, then he's back in the spotlight. I think he confesses. I think we should all make a decision to ignore him. I don't think I'll talk about it on the program. Maybe I'll just mention it, but I don't think we'll devote any time to it, because I think that's what he wants, is just the attention.
Sure.
But as I mentioned, because I saw it at Tribeca, I saw it in my 7.5-hour marathon session of O.J. Made in America, which was it's an amazing documentary. As I said, if you're not going to see the entire 5 episodes, which are each an hour and a half, see the first one and the last one. But, I mean, I'll tell you the most fascinating part of it for those of you who are not going to watch it, because it doesn't really give away anything, which was the glove. And apparently that Marcia Clark had said to Chris Darden, don't bring up the glove. And Effie Bailey sort of goaded him to say, you're a man, you've got to pay attention to her. So he brought up the glove, and there's an actual documentary footage of Marcia Clark just holding onto her head and thinking, we're screwed, which she was, because there were several issues. First of all, he had a rubber glove on underneath. Everybody did. And if you've ever tried, when I was in medical school, or I worked at a camp where there were a lot of AIDS kids, so we had rubber gloves all the time to protect us. And trying to put anything on over a rubber glove is almost impossible. You can't do it. There's too much friction. So that was number one. Number two is that O.J. had very bad arthritis in his hands. And so he was on cortisone. He was on medication. So his lawyer told him not to take the medication for 2 weeks, so his hands swelled up. And he couldn't move his fingers very well. So those two factors, the lack of medication, so his hands swelled up and he couldn't move them, and the rubber glove, that glove was never going to fit. And that's that was Johnny Cochran's. If it doesn't fit, you got to quit. So, all right. So, and Robert Blake, that one, he's still, that one, that's an interesting one, because that one sort of pops up from time to time. But good examples. Not comfortable, but alarming. All right. What else we got?
Now, Dean says, black men receiving longer sentences than their white counterparts for the same or lesser offenses.
Certainly agreed. Also, that the history of jail time served for crack as opposed to cocaine, and it's exactly the same formulation. It's just that one is a ghetto drug and one is not. One is white collar. Absolutely agreed. Okay.
Next, we have Fifi, who says Stephanie Lopez serving only half of her sentence, possibly getting out this year after abusing her 5-month-old baby until she died. Look up Brianna Lopez.
Okay. I have horrible stories about that when I was working at Covenant House of a woman. You have to be under 21 to be able to be there. So she was less than 21. She had 4 children. A 4-year-old who had been in had been adopted, a 2-year-old who was in foster care, was about to be adopted, a 1-year-old, and a baby, a newborn that had died of dehydration in her care. Dehydration takes about 10 days to die. And the group wanted me to go to court to testify on her behalf to get the 2-year-old placed with her again. And I said I wouldn't do it. But first of all, the 2-year-old was perfectly happy where she was. Second of all, it was that you only get one chance to you know, that you don't get more than one chance to be a sort of lethal mom. It was, and they, you know, they were furious with me, and I said, well, why would you give that child back to her? And she said, she's the natural mother. I said, she's a biological parent. But, and it wasn't even that she was necessarily a bad woman. She was just an incompetent parent and certainly should not have 4 kids when she was under the age of 21. And that one had died in her care of dehydration. So, yeah, we probably need a license to be a parent for either a male or a female. Sex is one thing; parenting is a completely different one. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. All right, Justin, we are.
Hey, thank you.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.